Hi, this is Mujda after 10 days. I want to tell a short story. Once upon a time, in a big world, a little spider was sad. He lives in London. He had a wish. He wants to go to New York City from the sea and swimming across the Atlantic Ocean. But he can't swim. He's very sad. He cried, but he didn't surrender. He decided to learn swimming. He practiced and practiced every day to the YMCA pool. Because his ultimate purpose is to swim from London to New York. Ultimate means finally. Finally purpose. Okay. He didn't go in a swimming class. He practiced totally alone, like a JUG student. Okay. Every day he visualizes arriving in New York City. Visualizes means imagine. And he sees it vividly in his head. Vividly means colorfully, clearly, powerfully. After some days, he arrives in New York City and he's swimming across the Atlantic Ocean. Right, he arrived in New York, but not so easy. Very, very hard. Even he fought with sharks. In summary, he achieved his wish. I hope you will achieve your wish too very soon. Now, I will compare my teacher and a Jehuit. In the school, my English classes was very boring because we had exam. Every section, we have stress, anxious. We was worried for test, for grammar, for grade. But in AG classes, his students are very, very relaxed, not like us. He tell his student not focus on grade, test, and grammar. You must enjoy of English and imagine yourself speaking English fluently and quickly. But my teacher was very angry and sometimes worried about our test and grade. She went out of class and we should go to her and said, come back, Somaya. Okay. Now just think, if Hook was our teacher, what's happened? Okay. See you next lesson. Bye-bye.